This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks, and we'll begin today with the potential cost of a ballot question that has Massachusetts voters closely divided. Question one would set limits on the numbers of patients assigned to nurses at hospitals and other healthcare facilities across the state. Advocates, including some nurses, community groups, and a long list of elected officials, say the measure would improve patient care. Now comes a study from the independent Massachusetts Health Policy Commission. It concludes that if question one were to pass, hospitals would have to hire as many as 3,000 additional nurses, and the cost, it could run as high as $950 million a year. That's almost $1 billion if you're keeping score at home. WBUR Common Health Editor Carrie Goldberg has been looking at the study and was at the Health Policy Commission today, and she's with us now. Hi, Carrie.
Hey, Anthony.
So let's dig into that $950 million figure a bit more. How did the commission come up with that number?
Okay, so first of all, the $950 million is the high end of a range. They're saying it could cost between $676 and $949 million. That's a big contrast to what the proponents of the ballot measure were estimating, which was more like between $35 and $47 million
a
year.
Yeah, that's a big contrast.
Yes, and it's quite a hefty sum, even when you put it in the context of Massachusetts having some of the most expensive healthcare on earth already, which, by the way, is why we have this Health Policy Commission as a watchdog on health costs in the first place. Now, David Auerbach, who's the Director for Research and Cost Trends at the Commission, estimates that the costs could amount to just over 1% of total healthcare spending in the state.
All right. Now, 1% doesn't sound like a lot?
It doesn't, but it's one or maybe a little closer to 2% of a lot of $61 billion. Or as Auerbach said, understatedly, I would say that is a substantial amount. And it's up to 3.5% of total hospital spending.
All right. So what does that consist of, all that spending?
Right. So it's several elements. So as you said, hospitals would have to hire a couple 3,000 more registered nurses. The pay for nurses would likely go up because that's basic economics, right? There would be more demand for them. Mm-hmm. And if a similar law in California is any indication, nurses' income might go up by an average of maybe like 4% or so. And it would cost money to have this new staffing ratio system in place in hospitals. And then there would be some one-time costs, like it could cost millions to put in like a tool to help assess how sick patients are and therefore what the nurse ratio should be for a given unit.
All right. So what does the report say about the impact of question one beyond the higher spending? For example, what does it say about patient safety? Because that's a big argument for those in favor of the question, right?
Yes, yes, it is. So the Health Policy Commission heard today from Dr. Joanne Spetz. She's a University of California, San Francisco expert on healthcare workforce issues. And she says that the research literature generally shows that, as you'd expect, more nurses mean better care. But then there are a lot of devils in the details here. So that California law that's similar to this Massachusetts measure that we're now considering, it passed in 99, came into effect in 2004. And she says thus far, the studies are kind of a wash. She says it's very hard to conclude that the California law systematically improved the quality of patient care.
Huh. So that's surprising. And yeah. Are there any cost savings projected?
So yeah, the commission estimates that between $34 and $47 million a year could be saved because hospital stays could be shorter, and there might be fewer adverse events, you know, like medical errors, patients who needed help and couldn't get it. And also there could be less turnover of RNs and they could be injured less often.
All right. Now, Carrie, even before the commission released its report, the lead advocacy group for question one, the Committee to Ensure Safe Patient Care, criticized the analysis. What are they saying now that the report is out?
Well, they're challenging the numbers and they're also questioning why the Health Policy Commission would undertake this analysis when it doesn't analyze every single healthcare bill that goes through the legislature. In a statement, they're calling this analysis a guess on costs, and they're calling it irresponsible and inconsistent and resembles nothing like the commission has done before. Here's Julie Pinkham. She's the executive director of the Massachusetts Nurses Association, which supports question one. She says the ballot measure all boils down to patients feeling safe when they enter a hospital.
The one thing that this does different is it really, for the first time, gives a vote to people and puts them in control of healthcare and says you do matter and you will have now some control. It's one measure that says it's not going to be secret sauce anymore, folks. When you go in the hospital, you'll know how many patients that nurse is supposed to have and what your level of expectation should be.
All right, Carrie. So what about opponents to question one? The Coalition to Protect Patient Safety is the main group that opposes it. What are they saying?
So I spoke with Dan Sensi. He's a spokesman for the Coalition to Protect Patient Safety. That is the hospital group opposing the ballot question. He says hospitals may have to make some difficult decisions if the measure passes.
The way that this real rigid ballot question is written, they're not going to have a lot of decisions to make other than cut from places that they can and put nurses where they have to. We're going to lose 1,000 behavioral health beds. We're going to have units that aren't going to open. So frankly, community hospitals are going to close.
So dire predictions. And his takeaways from the commission report are that it says the measure would not improve patient care. And he thinks it takes the California comparison off the table. Though personally, I have a feeling there's still going to be a lot more talk about California.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Carrie, both sides of this debate have been making claims about what this question would do. Voters are closely divided, if polls are any indication. Mm-hmm. Does today's report help bring some clarity to this debate over this ballot question?
Well, I think it begins to bring at least more clarity about some issues. It at least gives us some numbers that we can hang our hats on as we debate this question in the run-up to the November ballot. And, you know, Anthony, my sense is that a lot of people are feeling very confused about this issue. We've got TV ads dueling with each other, lots of money being spent on both sides of the campaign. The pro side has spent nearly $5 million,
wow.
And the anti side has spent more than $9 million. And I do think it's worth remembering that this is what the Health Policy Commission is supposed to be doing, analyzing and assessing what the health cost impact of things are going to be.
Right. And ultimately, it's still going to be up to the voters to decide. Are you seeing any initial response to this analysis?
Well, it's breaking news, but just in comments sections, I've been seeing people saying, yes, of course it will cost more to have more nurses.
It seems sort of intuitive.
Yeah. And the question is whether it's worth it to you. And I would just add, these issues are very complex.
Healthcare? Complex?
Yes,
who knew?
Right? Who knew? No one told us.
No one told me.
Right?
That.
And the members of the Health Policy Commission includes some of the most distinguished health economists in the state and the country, along with various other stakeholders. So I actually think it's a good thing that we have this independent watchdog body made up of people who can actually handle the complexity of the issues, taking a look at what this all means.
All right. So what can we actually bring so that we can actually bring some more facts to the ballot box, not just TV ads, right?
Right. Or at least good faith attempts at facts, which is sometimes all you can get when you're trying to model healthcare economics with lots of unknowns. And Anthony, this conversation is far from over. There are going to be big hearings on health costs on October 16th and 17th, so there's more to come.
All right. Carrie Goldberg is the editor of WBUR's Common Health blog. Carrie, thanks so much
for
coming in. Stay with us. There's more ahead. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.